जीवामणि से कृत सौहृदाता जनेषु देहां भरवातिकेषु गृहेषु जायात्म जराति मस्त न प्रीति युक्ता जावद अर्थास्य लोके। So it has been recommended, is it not working? What is the use of keeping big leaks? Paraphrase. Babha Arambha Lhubu Kriya. Arambha, arrangement is very big, but work is no. No work. What is the use of keeping useless? You see. So that is going on in the material world. Everything is babharambha lagukriya. That has been spoken by Chanakya Pandit. Ajayuddhi muni shraddhe. Ajayuddhi, aja means goats. You have seen goat fighting? As if two big heroes are fighting. But as soon as somebody comes, hut! Have you seen experience? Goats and lambs, they will fight. But as soon as somebody comes, hut! This is one of the example of babharambha lagukriya. Arambha, as if something very serious going to happen. But actually, it is non-significant. Ajayuddhi muni shraddhe. Muni, in the jungle, in the forest, there are munis. So, they are arranging for some festival to offer oblation to the forefather, Shraddha. So what they have got? They have got some fruits and leaves, that's all. So the arrangement may be that tomorrow we are going to have this festival. But the festival means some leaves and some water, that's all. No utensils, no gold, no jewels, nothing else. So this is another babharambha lagukriya. Arrangement is very big, but fact is nothing. And dampati kalahi chayyo. And fight between, or quarrel between husband and wife. But in India, there is no question of divorce. So, nobody takes very serious care when there is fight between husband and wife. So, there also, I am going to immediately leave you, going to kill you and so many things. But after an hour, everything is finished. No more quarrel. Dampati kalahi chayva prabhate megadumbani. And in the morning, if you see big cloud assembly and thundering sound, but you rest assured there is no rain in the morning. So these things are babharambha lagukriya. Arambha, beginning is very gorgeous, but end is that is not good. Babharambha lagukriya. So, here it is suggested that in this human form of life, you have got two choices. Either you again go to hell, or you go back to home, back to God. Two choices. Then, same, by evolutionary process, you come to the human form of life after going through 8 million forms of lower grade life. Then you come to the human form of life when your consciousness is developed. You are not exactly like animals. The animal propensities are there, but it is decent because you have got good advanced consciousness. The animals eat, we also eat, but our eating process is more decent than the animals. We have got nice kitchen, we can prepare varieties of foodstuff by mixing so many eatables, because we have got intelligence, we can do. The animals cannot. So, similarly, sleeping, there are animals, they also sleep, we also sleep, but our apartment is very nice, we have got nice bed, and improved. So, this life is human life. Is the sum total of developed consciousness. That is clear. But we are not utilized. How this developed consciousness should be utilized, that education is there. Modern civilization, especially in this age, they are simply busy. Advancement of sublimation means advancement of the process of eating, advancement of the process of sleeping, advancement of process of sex life, advancement of defense, this all. But that will not help us. Just like there are thieves. There are some thieves, They have a very organized system of stealing. Very educated man, scientists, they can enter into the bank safety room with scientific method. They can open the chest, treasury, and take at a time millions of dollars away. And there is another kind of thing. They simply pickpocket or burglar when they get opportunity, take away some goods from your house. In Hindi it is called Hira and Kira. Somebody who is stealing Kira. Kira means cucumber. Just like we saw on the street. And so many houses, there are so many fruits, apples. If you like, you can take it. But if you take it beyond the fence of the private house, it is stealing. It is stealing. If you take one apple, it has no cost here, practically. And somebody is stealing from your box, Hira means diamond. But if these two classes of thieves are arrested, according to law, they are punishable for 6 months imprisonment. The man cannot say, who has stolen one apple, so what is the price of this apple, sir? I have taken one apple. Why you are putting me into jail? But law is there. Even if it is apple, it has no value. Because you are stolen, it is the property of a private person. So as you have stolen, therefore you are punished. And similarly, as another thief who has stolen a diamond worth $10 million, he is also punished. Because both of them are key. You cannot say that I am king, certainly, but I am telling it is practically no work. No. Similarly, if you become an advanced civilized man simply to make a gorgeous king, Babharambe, of this eating, sleeping, making and defending, you remain a rest. These things they cannot understand. These rascal civilization, they think this is advancement of civilization. They cannot think that with this advancement of civilization, of industry, big cities, electric light, big road, cars, but what is the basic principle? The basic principle is eating, sleeping, making and defending. Just like the basic principle being stealing. You are thief. Either you are a smart thief for stealing diamonds, or you are not a smart but you can steal one apple or one peach. Both of you are thieves. So you are punished. You are punished. The gorgeous thief scientifically stealing from the bank millions of dollars, he cannot say that I am advanced. I am very civilized way. I take at a time millions of dollars. Therefore, my stealing is advancement of civilization. These rascals, they cannot understand. Therefore, we call all of them rascals. They say that we are so much advanced, you are crazy. But see, the law is either you are advanced thief or you are proved thief, you are thief. And as soon as you are thief, you are punished. This is the process. That is the defect of modern civilization. They are going to hell. And they are thinking they are at home. This is the defect. Padanta govi visatanta mitram. Punap punap charvita charvananam. Punap punap charvita charvananam. Charvita charvan means chewing the chewed. Actually, you see, the advanced thieves, rascals, I heard who told me in Paris, there are clubs, very, very big men, politicians, businessmen, they go to night club. They pay $50 for entering the club. And they spend hundreds of dollars for wine and oil. What is that? Done? Topless, bottomless. They see the rascal down. He has got wife. The same sex pleasure. Again they are going to the nightclub. This is called charyuta charvana, chewing the chew. The rascal does not know what great pleasure I shall get there in the nightclub. The same thing. But they have no other ways of thinking. They have no information. That there is another place, which is transcendental place, which is better than this material place. They have no information. They have rascals. Old man is going out for the same thing. He cannot enjoy, but he will spend, say, $500, $100,000 for nothing and waste time. This is called charyuta charvana. And why do they do? Padanta govi. Go means senses. Cannot control the senses. This is the defect. Because these rascals cannot control the senses, remain the same cats and dogs. That's why the dogs, the cats, they cannot control senses. Are they safe? They have Tesla. And human beings also, in the second they are seen. And the open street, open beach, they are having. How horrible it is. The puna stayed with the child. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is needed. To give these rascals the chance of associating with devotees. This is me. Otherwise, they are going to hell. In spite of their so-called civilization, motor tire civilization, they will go to hell. But they cannot understand. They are thinking, these people are crazy. Let us think, after this life everything is finished, so long this life is there, they are in love. That is experience. Yad indriya prepare. Nunan pravatta kuruti vikarma. Oh, alas. These rascals, they have become mad. Pravatta. Pravatta means mad. Mapta means mad. And pra means prakishta rupena. Still more. A mad man, he is not so harmful. He becomes naked and goes to the street and talks nonsense, that much. But this man, although he is dressing like a gentleman and talking of scientific and says, but he is simply after this experiment. Pramod. He has no other. So therefore this word has been used. Pramod. Prakishta rupena matva. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Vikarma means forbidden, criminal activity. There are three kinds of activity. Karma, vikarma, aparma. Karma means prescribed disease. That is karma. That's like sakarma in Bhagavad Gita. Sakarma nātama bhaja. Everyone has got prescribed it. Why is that scientific understanding? That must be, as I was talking the other day, scientific division of the human society. The most intelligent class, they should be trained up as Brahman. They should be trained up as administrators. Less interest, they should be trained up as traders, agriculturists, and cow protectors. The economic development requires like cow protection, but these rascals do not know. The economic development means cow killing. Just see rascals in position. Don't be sorry. It is Shastra. Don't think that I am criticizing the Western civilization. It is Shastra says, very experienced. So, there are so many economic development advocates, but they do not know that cow protection is one of the items of economic development. These rascals do not know. They think cow killing is better. That's the opposite. Therefore, kurute vikarma, simply for little satisfaction of the tongue, the same benefit you can derive from the milk. But because they are rascals, madmen, they think that eating and drinking the blood of the cow is better than drinking milk. Milk is nothing but transformation of the blood. Everyone knows. Just like a human being, mother. As soon as the child is born, immediately. Before the child is born, you don't find in the breast of the mother any drop of it. See? Any young girl, very slow, milk in the breast. But as soon as the child is born, immediate, spontaneous. This is God's arrangement. Because the child requires food, just see how God's arrangement is there. It says we are trying for economic development. If a child is born and God's economic program is so nice, nature's economic program, that immediately the mother is ready with the milk. This is economic zone. So, the same milk is supplied by the cow. She is actually mother. And this rascal civilization is killing mother. Mother killing civilization. You see? You suck the breast of your mother from the beginning of your life, and when she is old, if you think a mother is useless, barren, that is so. Is that civilization? So these rascals are doing that. Taking milk as much as possible from the cows, and then as soon as milk is not stopped, it will again come if the cow is protected, given right nutritious food and protection. The cow is supplying milk so long she lives, as long as she lives. But as soon as they see that the cow, now they are gaining 30 kilos, now it has decreased 20 kilos or 10 kilos, or economic development, that is so. Economic development. Just see how rascal civilization it is. Therefore it is called Nurang Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Vikarma. Vikarma means criminality. You cannot kill anyone. Just like in the state dog, if you kill somebody, then you will be hanged. This is the law. Life for life. That is sunshine in the Shastra. Manasangita. When a person is a murderer, he should be killed. Why he should be killed? Because he will be saved from so many dangerous conditions in his next life. That they do not know. They do not believe in the next life. So, without knowing, without sufficient knowledge, they are declaring themselves as civilized. That is mentioned here. Nuram pramatta kurute vikarma. And why they are doing that? Just in the apritaye, simply for the satisfaction of the tongue. That is also false. If you have got enough milk production, you can break the milk and you get the cheese. And from cheese, if you we are daily doing that, you can make nice preparation. Chana, that is very nutritious, full of protein. And you can make rasgulla, sundae, so many other preparations from the casing, the cheese. But they do not know. Crude civilization, and take a lump of flesh and boil it, and give little salt and black pepper and eat like edible. This is civilization. This is civilization. Just try to understand. You have to convince your countrymen that what is this civilization? Nonsense civilization. Stop this kind of thing. Learn how to become civilized. Don't claim yourself a civilized man and eating like tigers and dogs and cats. Is that civilization? But that way, that is stated here. It is not new. Always there is a certain class of men, demons, who are not civilized, but declaring themselves civilized. Others, how it has come into Bhagavad. There were also in that time. Now the number has increased on account of this age. But these two classes of men are always there. Therefore, those who are actually civilized, they are called aliens. Aliens. Advanced. Advanced in knowledge. How to live? What is the purpose of life? What is the goal of life? How to live? How to become peaceful? How to become everything? That is civilization. And nūraṁ pramatta vikara śrute vikarma, and blindly go on committing criminal activities under a nice dress, a nice motor car. That is the civilization. Padānta gobhi viṣatāṁ tamasyaṁ. They are going to hell under the good dress and good robe. They are going to hell because they could not control the senses. So don't become victims of this civilization. Try to understand. Nūnaṁ pramatta kṛti vikarma. And what is the purpose? Just indriya-pritaye. The same thing. Indriya-pritaye means satisfying the senses. So that already explains. The sense gratification process is already there in the animals. The hogs and dogs, they are also busy in sense gratification. Then what? Why you are calling yourself civilized than this cat and dog? They are also eating meat, just like tiger. And because you can cook it very nicely with spices, you become civilized. But they are taken. No, we can cook very nicely. Because in this place there is no taste. So it has to be added with garlic, it has to be added with onion and some other. Then it becomes little palatable. Otherwise, what is the taste of this dead flesh? Suppose if you, for those who are after this blood, they find taste. So that is tigers and dogs and cats in the dish, and that is not human species. So, simply for sense gratification, you are prepared to commit so many criminal activities. And you are passing on a civilization. That's what you say. Nūnaṁ pramatta kṛte vikarma yadindriya prītaye aśrinoti. Aśrinoti. Na sādhu manne. Rishabde says, oh, my dear Mahārāja, it is not very good. The sādhu man. Sādhu means honest word, nice. Sādhu means said people. Or good. It is not good. Why it is not good? I am enjoying. I am enjoying my palate. Okay, very nice. The sādhu man ne, jata, ātmano ayam asannapi kleśada āsadhi. He do not know that you have got this material body. And what is this material body? Material body means full of miserable condition. That's all. Who has got a material body? They do not understand what is spiritual body. So suppose material or spiritual, anyone who has got this body, can anyone here say, no, I have no trouble. I am free from all trouble. Is there anyone? Is it possible to say? What do you think? Can anyone say that, yes, I have got this body, but I have no miserable condition. I am always very happy. Is there anyone? That the rascal civilization, they cannot understand. They are trying to stop miserable condition, but he does not know that miserable condition is his body. Just see how much fool is this. He does not know that this very body is the cause of your miserable condition. They do not know. They are trying to improve the condition. How will you improve the condition? Just like in our Bengal, there is a word. Jodi jao bonge, kopale jabe shonge. Just like people are going from this country to that to improve economic conditions. But it is a common sense that wherever you rascal go, your fate will go with you. Either you go to England or India or here and there because people are struggling for economic development. But he does not know that I cannot make an inch of development beyond the destiny which is already fixed up. Already fixed up. You don't you see that two men, they are working day and night very hard. One man has become all of a sudden millionaire. And another man, he has no employment. Why? Why this distinction? Both of them have worked hard to improve economic development, but one has become very quickly millionaire, another is still struggling. He does not know how to use tomorrow. Why this arrangement? Who has made this arrangement? So this is actually study, that you cannot change your fate. Already fixed up. The material condition of life, as soon as you get a certain type of body, your pains and pleasures already fixed up within the body routine work. You cannot make any change. Just like the, I've been many times, the pig, he is destined to eat food. Therefore, he has been awarded that type of body. So, however you canvass this pig, why you are eating this food, take this halwa, you will not take. It will not take. Because his destiny means he has got that particular type of body. So these are final studies. So according to the body, every month happiness and distress is already fixed up. You cannot change it. That is called fate. But you can change your fate if you take to Krishna consciousness. That is possible. So far your body is concerned. Take for example that for all of you, you are accustomed to the Western way of life, eating meat or drinking or eating sex or so many things. But because you have taken to Krishna consciousness, you have stopped. Nobody can stop. No common man can do it. Is there any possibility? Not possible. Not possible. Therefore, if you want to change your lot, your destiny, then you must take to Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. This so-called askellam, philanthropism, this ism, that ism, that will not be able to change your lot. Just like this communist country, in 1917, I think, the revolution was there. And what is this today? 1917 and it is 1973, 74. How many years? How many years? 56 years. They are advocating this philosophy. What they have done? Now they are going to hold conference. How peace? Why not peace? By your philosophy, this communist philosophy. So you could not attain working 57 years Now they will have to end by holding another conference. Yes, see. Just see the rascal. They could not improve anything. There is the same fearful of other countries. I went to Moscow. There, all people are unhappy. Their economic condition is not very developed. Simply advertised. I was talking with Professor Katarsky. I asked him, please call for a taxi. So he was hurry. He said, Kindly, it is Moscow. It is very difficult to get a taxi. You see? What is the condition of the country? Then he came down personally up to the door and he showed me one shortcut. Somebody, if you go like this, in this way, then you get to a hotel. But he was disappointed to give me immediately a taxi. Now you can understand. Either there is no demand for taxi, people cannot pay for it, that is the fact. Or the government currently says that everyone is poor man, there is no possibility of thriving taxi business or getting taxi. This is practical, I have seen. And actually, in no other city in Europe and America I have seen so many people walking on the street. We can study, just like there is rice cooking. You take one grain of rice and press it. If it is soft, then you know that now the rice is cooked. It is intelligence required. So from this taxi affair, I could understand that these people are not happy. And another incident I saw that Kamsundar was there. He could not collect even a nice rice, nice dal. Only milk was available. Milk and jugar, that is very sufficiently available. No vegetable, no food, no grain. At least men like us cannot live there happily. But they will not get any food. Unless he's meat eater. He will have to starve. The whole world is coming to like that. And it is said in this Shastra, gradually these condition of human civilization will deteriorate to such extent that no more rice will be available, no more wheat will be available, no more sugar will be available. Everything will be, no more milk will be finished. Simply, you have to eat the seeds of it. There is no fruit, only seed. Just like in the mango, there is one seed and pulp. The pulp is not viable, only seed is viable. These are already foretold. No fruits will be available, no grains will be available, no milk will be available. Therefore, if you are intelligent within this short duration of life, you make your Krishna consciousness perfectly done and go back to Krishna. Don't leave here. Don't come here again. Take that philosophy. Taptati hang punarjanma naiti mame iti kohati. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then after leaving this body, taptati hang punarjanma naiti. Punarjanma naiti, never birth in this material world. Then, when does it go finish? No, mameti, he comes to me. So, Krishna consciousness movement is so important, just try to understand. Don't waste your time. Finish your business of Krishna consciousness perfectly. Whatever little duration of life you have got. That is stated here. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jadindya pritaye aprinoti. Nathadu manne. In this way, to waste time is not at all good. Nathadu manne. Why it is not good? Jata atmanayam asannapi klesa vyasa deha. Because he has got this miserable condition of life, this body. And this is due to our past action. That if you create again the same action, then you have to accept another body. Then your this miserable condition of life will continue. Just finish it. Therefore, life, the whatever time we have got, whatever opportunity we have got, we have to prepare ourselves. Never taking material body. And that is only possible if you are transferred to the spiritual world. Then it is possible. And how it can be done? Krishna says, janma karmam digbam yujana sitat. If you simply try to understand what is Krishna. Simply by this understanding. Otherwise, you will have to accept this material body. If you have got any desire to enjoy in this material world, therefore bhakti means onnabhilasita sunnam jnana karmadanabhritam. If you take the path of jnana-kanda, karma-kanda, or without knowledge, people do not know what is jnana-kanda, karma-kanda, they are just like animals. So they are desiring like animals. Therefore, annavilasita sunnam. Becoming Krishna conscious, accept this desire, no more other annavilasita sunnam. Jnana-karmādhanā. Anukullena Krishna-anusilinam. Simply cultivating the knowledge of Krishna consciousness favorably. Krishna consciousness, not like konsa. Therefore this word has been used. Anukullena. Favorably. Konsa, you are afraid of Krishna. You are always Krishna conscious. Because you are thinking Krishna may come. May come and kill me. Where he is now? Where he is coming? His consciousness was always absorbed in Krishna. But it was not anukullena. It was pratikullena. Pratikullena means adverse. You are thinking of Krishna as enemy. So he was, that was pratikullena. But still, he got salvation. He became merged into the equality. So the enemies of Krishna get that position, merge into the Brahma effulgence. Is that a very good place for the devotee? No. Why the devotee should accept this impersonal Brahma effulgence? They must go to Krishna directly and play with him and dance with him. Thank you very much.